again, this is Samuel and this is another free session with Singorama. I wanted to talk about some techniques and embellishments that you can do when you sing in a band. But as always, let's start with an exercise. If you listened to the previous session, you heard me talk about relaxing your voice with a sound. Now let's try that a little bit further. So, just after the just when the voice really start to connect and we really start to get a real sound. What is that sound? What's the first sound? Well, let's try. You see, it's a very small, simple sound, no push at all. So let's try to sing with that small sound, but let's make sure we're connected all the time. So it's not important that it sounds good, that you're in tune. Just try to stay connected with that sound. So just a quick reminder that do not try to stay in your chest voice. Do not push your voice. Very, very simple, very relaxed. Just try to do what I do. Very simple. Connected all the time. Same volume. This is an excellent exercise that will teach you so many things about your voice. And of course, it's quite complex and quite tricky. So let's look at the difficulties. Actually, the first difficulty, I think, is to let yourself be, to let yourself sing the way you sing, and not trying to force yourself into an ideal. You see, we don't want to sing like this. You don't want to scream and force our voices. And when you don't do that, you probably in the beginning will sound like this. So you will kind of lose your voice, you will lose the connection. Now that is to be expected, especially at the first times. Just remember, this exercise should not cause you any tension or strain whatsoever. If that is happening, you're not doing it right, you're pushing too hard. By doing this exercise often in a correct manner, you will learn to control your voice. You will learn your airflow. You will learn how to sing dynamically, to be able to sing soft or loud at any note in your range. You will also learn how to smooth out the changes between your voices, and you will also learn how to sing in a very relaxed way. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that exercise, and I hope it will be very useful for you. Let's go on with the vocal embellishments for a singer in a band. Bum 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 bum. Actually, it doesn't have to be just when you sing in a band. It can be any time you want, as long as it fits the style you're trying to do. Okay, so let's start with the first one, the sexy voice. You know when you sing a phrase. Hello, I sing a phrase. So, what you do in the beginning of that sentence is that you apply that technique that we've talked about, the door sound. Like this. Hello, I sing a phrase. Hello. Makes you sound a little bit more sexy. Okay, so the next thing is to add a few extra notes to your phrase. So we got the phrase, hello, I sing a phrase. I think the best thing you can do in the beginning is to add just what I call a trill. So instead of one note, you go two notes. One note, you see, la da da. One note instead of ah, becomes la da da. See, yeah, that's pretty cool. So instead of hello, I sing a phrase, you go hello, I sing a phrase. See how I added that in the beginning? And you can add this trill anywhere, and you can of course go up instead of down. Hello, I sing a phrase. Now before we go on, I just want to tell you one thing. Be careful with embellishments. They are cool, they can make you sound really nice. Instead of having lots of embellishments that you don't have any control over, it's better to sing simpler stuff that you do have control over. That actually makes you sound a lot better than having a bunch of notes all over the place. Another cool thing you can do is to add glissandos to your phrases in the beginning or at the end of the phrase. For example, hello, I sing a phrase. Yeah? Hello, I sing a phrase. Hello, I sang a phrase. You see, I sort of drop the notes, I go up or down. Now, if you know your song really well, you can always change it up with rhythm. Like this. Hello, I sing a phrase. 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 And after when you have played around with rhythm, you can always change the melody as well. But make sure you know the material really well first.
Hello, I sing a phrase. Hello, I sing a phrase.
And don't be afraid to try different voices as well.
Hello, I sing a phrase.
Hello, I sing a phrase. Yeah.
Phrase.
Okay, what else? Well, you can try with or without vibrato. Now, a lot of people say that the vibrato is natural and you can't sing without it. Well, before just deciding on what's right or wrong here, experiment and see what you think and what works for you. Maybe it would sound better to not have vibrato sometimes. Maybe it would sound better to have a vibrato sometimes. Make sure you don't do too much, for example. What else can you try? Well, talk singing is kind of cool. A lot of sing-songwriters sometimes do that, like for example Bob Dylan. It's sort of in between singing and in between talking. It's not really singing, it's not really talking. It's in between. Try that. Hello, I sing a phrase. So if you talk sing, it would be more like, hello, I sing a phrase. What else can you do? Well, whisper, scream, I don't know. Just enjoy yourself, try different things. That's the way you get really good at this, by practicing with a band, by trying a lot of different things. And if people say, what the hell are you doing? Then you tell them, I'm practicing, leave me alone. All right, so I will leave you with a few more bars of this simple music so you can practice some more phrases of your own. Any words, any melodies, whatever you like. Enjoy this, have a good time, and I will see you in the last free session soon. Take care, bye.